There's some interesting breaking news today in the world of hockey. Now, remember I told you this was going to be the year that I learned more about sports ball?
Mm-hmm.
And hockey is like, I guess it's a sports ball. You know, it's sports and it's a put this there. You know, if it falls into the put this there category, it's a sport.
Sport puck.
Yeah. Okay. Sport puck. So there's a pro hockey player. His name is Luke Prokop, Prokop. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. I'm not sure. He's Canadian. He's on a team called the Predators.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Big team. Anyway, so really big deal today. He posted this on Twitter. Here's what he posted. Here's what he wrote. He said, "Hi, everyone. While the past year and a half has been crazy, it has also given me the chance to find my true self. I'm no longer scared to hide who I am. Today, I am proud to publicly tell everyone that I am gay.
Mm.
It's been quite the journey to get to this point in my life, but I cannot be happier with my decision to come out. From a young age, I've dreamed of being an NFL player, and I believe that living my authentic life will allow me to bring my whole self to the rink and improve my chances of fulfilling my dreams." And then he goes on a little bit about hockey and how excited to see where this is going to take him. So, you know, he posts this, and then just like a few hours ago, it has 131,000 likes,
mm-hmm.
16,000 retweets, and thousands of replies. Of course, I had to get... stick my nose in this. I had to reply because, you know me, anytime anybody comes out, I'm the first to be like, I'm supporting you. Here I am. Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he has no idea who I am. I wrote, "Congratulations, Luke. Now you've given the world two gifts, your talent and your truth." Thought that was
so
nice.
Now we have a football player that came out and we have a hockey player.
Right.
That are making
who are still playing. That's why it's important. Because
right.
That other NFL guy came out after he left the squad, and it's like, dude, really? You could have told us all these years.
Mm.
Anyway, Justin Trudeau, the president of Canada, because the dude's Canadian, tweeted back to him and said, "Congratulations, Luke. Thank you for speaking your truth and sharing this positive, courageous, and hopeful message. All of us back home in Canada are proud of you and the difference you're going to make and the difference you're already making." And then a couple of other celebrities got in. Rex Chapman gave him the old, you know, power heart. That whole thing. Alyssa Milano said, "Congratulations, Luke." Just other various.
Is she Canadian?
She is.
Yeah. So I think all the Canadians get together. Justin Bieber probably is going to say something.
Not yet. Katie Lang did.
Remember her? There you go. She's Canadian too.
Yeah, Alanis she's
Morissette
Canadian and gay.
Probably
yeah.
said something.
Right. Yes.
So, yeah. So everybody from Canada, it's a small group. So they're all happy.
David Hogg, one of the kids. Do you remember David Hogg? He's one of the kids. If I remember correctly, I think he's one of the survivors of one of the mass shootings.
Mm.
Anyway, so if it's the David Hogg I'm thinking of, he said, because he has a blue check, he said, "Congratulations, Luke. You've made the world a better place today by giving hope to young LGBTQIA athletes. Thank you for taking this step."
And then, he's still playing. Well, he's not playing this year, but he'll play next year.
Yeah.
Because
so yeah, it's a really big deal. But here's my only issue with it. And of course, I always have to have an issue with something. I think coming out is a great thing. I think it's really important to come out. Nobody who has ever come out has said they wish they stayed in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. But I worry about calling it brave and bold and courageous. Because those words just reinforce the appeal of the closet. You know what I mean? Like kids who are like, "I'm just a regular kid and I'm gay. I have to be bold and courageous." Like that's adding another layer to it. And I think it suggests that somebody has to be extraordinary to manage coming out when ordinary people come out all the time.
Yeah, so, but he's on a big stage and he's probably going to get some hate. So that's why he's courageous, because
right.
All the hate that he's gonna get.
I didn't think about it. It's funny because I didn't see any hate on that page at all, and I can't imagine.
Oh,
you know,
I guarantee
it was,
it's a hockey. It's Canada.
Yeah.
I guarantee there's somebody out there there's idiots out there, so they're gonna go on and say something.
Right.
You know, hockey is one of those sports where people don't keep their mouth shut. They gotta speak up. So that way he's courageous for coming out.
Okay, I agree with that in that way. Yeah, I don't think about people not supporting LGBTQ people anymore. I feel like we've fought that battle. Gay people come out. Like, people come out all the time.
Yeah, but you also live in New York, and I'm outside of New York, to where it's completely different. And I think Canada, it's completely different when you talk about that sport in that country.
You know, that's why it's a big deal that it's hockey. Like, I asked my boyfriend about this. He's like, no, coming out as a hockey player is a really big deal. Yeah, because if you think about it, so not only is it going to help younger athletes in general and younger hockey fans reveal who they are, but hockey is one of those sports where it's like, it's seen as such a aggressive. Remember, we watched, you and I, just a couple months ago, we watched a hockey fight, and it was all about the fight. Remember, they were just beating each other up, and the second the
very masculine,
right,
I want to beat you
aggressive,
with a stick.
Yeah, very aggressive sport. Of all the sports, it's the one that's like really aggressive and really like known as being manly, or whatever the gender stereotype of manly would be. So, yeah, so I think it's an even bigger deal in a sport like hockey.
Yeah, I wonder if you tend to fight that guy a little bit more, if you are going to be called out for fighting that guy more because he's that way. I don't know. You know, that takes a lot of guts.
That's the part that's going to be tough, because somebody that gets into some sort of beef with him on the ice, which they all do. Like I said, you and I have talked about this before, how hockey mostly is about the beating up rather than the getting the puck in the basket or whatever. So I wonder and I worry if he gets into it with somebody, if they're going to suddenly be like, oh, you're gay bashing, rather than it's just part of hockey.
Right. And it shouldn't be a part of it at all, but they're going to say that. So, yeah, it should be interesting. I mean, basketball, it's different because you're not really targeting. Golf, it's different. Football, kind of a sort of, because you're really physical. Boxing is another one, but you know, those are sports that you're going to have to take a look at.
But I love that he's a hockey player who's come out, because it'll change the perception of what gay is, because maybe he's the aggressor. Maybe he's the one that goes beating everybody up. You know what I mean? And it's like, wait, you're supposed to be gay. Doesn't that mean you're supposed to be more sensitive and feminine? No. Gay just means he dates men. It doesn't mean he's not an aggressive player. So I think it'll change the dynamic and change the perception of what it means to be a gay athlete. So I love that it's a gay hockey player, and I hope more of them come out. They're out there, obviously. He's not the only one.
Talking shit is also a big thing in hockey, so I wonder if that's going to be part of it also. Because they do talk a lot of trash in hockey.
I spend a lot of time with gay men. They're good at it. They talk a lot of trash.
But and getting it back, I don't know. It's I can't wait for 10 years when this doesn't even make the newspapers, when this doesn't make news at all. It's just another day. And that's going to come at some point where we go, so, okay, move on.
Right. Yeah. Initially, that's what I said. I was like, my boyfriend said, yeah, this hockey player that came out. I was like, that's great. He's like, no, it's a big deal. I was like, why? It's 2021. Why is it a big deal that anyone's coming out? Everybody comes out now.
Again,
everybody who's out is out.
Again, you're in New York, and everywhere else it's there. And New York is a bubble. Everywhere else is outside that bubble.
Yeah, I forget about that. And I forget, like, I live in a world where I have to admit to people that I'm straight and I like vanilla sex. Like, I'm not bi. We don't do anything kinky. Like, sorry. I apologize for that all the time. Like, sorry, boring. Boring sex life over
here. Anywhere else outside of New York, you wouldn't have that conversation.
Yeah, I have no identity sexually. I'm a she and a her.
There you go.